Ladies and gentlemen, we present the Navy Lark with our three stars, Stephen Murray, John Pertwee, and Leslie Phillips. Sometimes it's not easy to find the best way to break unexpected news. Recently, I got the wrong idea completely when my wife told me there'd be a little visitor coming to our house. Turned out to be a short electrician to fix a fridge she'd ordered on my account. But the officers aboard Troutbridge are facing a similar problem in the wardroom right now.
Well, no good putting it off any longer, gentlemen. We've got to tell him. What do you think, Lieutenant Commander Staunton?
Well, it's no use asking me, old shot, is it?
Oh, why not, sir?
Well, because I haven't got the foggiest idea what you're both chuntering about.
It's about Goldstein, sir.
Oh, yes.
One of us has to tell him, and frankly, I'm not looking forward to it.
If only there was some way of breaking it to him gently. On the other hand, perhaps it's best to be if it's done quickly.
Yes, you're right. Wheel him in, Mr. Phillips.
Aye, aye, sir. Are you out there, Goldstein?
Yes, sir, I am. And what's more, I have been for the past 3/4 hour. Whilst you've been in the warm, having a cosy chat.
Well, we were talking about you.
I know. And in future, I'd be obliged if you'd talk a bit louder, sir.
Oh, certainly. Is that better?
Ouch! I meant when I were outside, actually.
All right, Mr. Phillips. Bring him in.
This way, Goldstein.
Able Seaman Goldstein reporting, sir. What's up?
Yes. Well, I, Goldstein.
Sir?
Yes, thank you. Something has, well, this might be a bit of... it seems that... funnily enough, the, Goldstein.
Sir?
Thank you. On second thoughts, it might be better coming from Mr. Phillips.
Oh? Mr. Phillips, sir?
Me? No. I'd rather not. It's not my place. there comes a time, you know, and not before time, I say. And if the time is right, if there's no time like an old time, and Goldstein,
sir,
what's the time? I mean, Lieutenant Commander Staunton, sir, perhaps you'd...
Not me, old bottle opener, no. I don't know what you're both bleeding about, either.
Oh, very well. Goldstein.
Sir!
Do stop doing that. It's not helping. You know you've applied for promotion.
Yes, sir. With monotonous regularity for all the good it's done.
Oh, it's done good, all right. Now, steady, lad, steady. Goldstein, it's come through. Your promotion has come through.
You're a leading seaman.
Watch him, Mr. Phillips, watch him. He may faint.
It must be a terrible shock. Goldstein, speak to us, old man. Goldstein.
Sir, is that all you've got to say?
No, sir. About my promotion, sir. When am I going to become a petty officer, sir?
Oh, really?
Lovely, some people are never satisfied.
Well, considering it's taken 3 years for my leading seaman promotion to come through, I thought I may as well start now.
Yes, you have a point. But it might be an idea to go out and celebrate this promotion before you put in for the next. You'd better get your insignia sewn on before you go ashore, Goldstein. The home fleet's being inspected tomorrow by our new Undersecretary to the Sea Lord.
Who's that, sir?
Well, to our utter astonishment, Sir Willoughby Todhunter-Brown.
Will Lady Todhunter-Brown be here as well, sir?
Oh, I imagine so. She'd never miss the chance to tour all those wardrooms, surely.
No, you're right, sir. I'll tell Pertwee to get another few gallons of gin aboard.
Begging your pardon, sir, but could you have your little chat later, as I want to find out who's got enough lolly to take leading seaman Goldstein out tonight?
Oh, certainly. Don't forget to sew your badge on. We can't have you improperly dressed for the inspection, can we?
Very comical, I'm sure, sir. Will that be all, sir?
Quite. Have a good evening.
Good evening, sir.
Right out, excuse me. Drink's coming through. Hold your back. Serves you right for wearing it cut so low. Beg pardon. Excuse me.
Oi, 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 the Wanderer returns. I thought you'd gone for a 48, Chief.
Hello, where's the wallop? I'm thirsty.
Stone me, you woke Ginger up.
I did. I just opened my eyes and there I was.
Well, shut them again and disappear. Here, Patsy, where's the guest of honour?
Oh, Taffy, oh, he'll be back. He sort of vanished just before it was time to order this round, like he usually does. Now it's safe, he'll turn up again, I expect.
Yeah, I expect so.
Rock-a-bye, Ginger, stuck in the pub. I'm out with Taffy, Chiefy and Tom.
Oh, blimey.
You know, it never fails, Fatso, does it? Let Ginger walk near an advert for tonic water and he's plastered.
Hello, hello, hello again. Sorry to have been so long, but I met a friend and he sort of insisted on buying me one to celebrate. Wasn't that nice of him?
How does he do it? How does he do it? He not only dodges paying for his round, he even cops another pint whilst he's dodging it.
Well, he's had years of practice for one thing.
Mm. You know, Chief, now I've been promoted, I'm not sure that I approve of sitting with these common sailors.
Ginger? What? Sober up and hit him.
No, I wouldn't do it, Ginger.
Now, look here. I've had about enough of these little ints, and just to prove you're wrong, I will buy a drink.
Oh, another little drink, another little drink, another little drink. Won't do me any good at all. I don't think I feel very well.
Me, I do leave off, Ginger, for Pete's sake. Go on, Taffy. Go on, order up, lad.
Certainly. Yeah, landlord.
Yes, sir.
One brown ale, please.
Coming up.
There you are. I'll accept your apologies later.
Aye?
But you won't. You can't do it. One brown ale. One little brown ale. Nothing else.
Oh, no, one more will do me for a bit, huh? Moderation's the thing when you're imbibing, like.
But what about us? Hey, what about us, then? What about us? Aren't you going to buy so much as another bag of crisps?
Well, why should I? We haven't finished the last one yet.
Ginger.
What?
Sober up and hit him.
I can't. I don't think I feel very well.
Oh, blimey, a right party this is. If I end up walking into the dockyard sober, the police will turn Portsmouth inside out trying to find out what I've been up to if I haven't been wallop bashing.
Yeah, well, I knew it would get round to me in the end. What are you having, I'm afraid, Chief?
Oh, how kind. I'll have the same again, but a large one this time, Fatso, because time's getting a bit short. You know how it is.
I thought you would.
And I'll have a brown ale.
You won't. You won't, you know. You'll have an empty crisp bag blown up and banged in your mush and light it.
Oh, we ain't got a barrel of money, and Ginger's tongue feels a tiny bit funny.
You're not the only one, mate. So, Sarah. Yeah, Fatso. Yeah, Fatso.
Fatty?
Yeah. You know when that dockyard policeman said, show your passes?
Yeah.
I thought he said, show your glasses. Wasn't that ridiculous? For a minute, I thought I'd had a bit too much.
Ridiculous.
Yeah. Funny.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Let's play a little game.
Well,
What sort of game?
Well, should I know? I've done my bit. You think of something.
Here, I know.
What? Go on, then. Go on, then, tell us. What?
Why don't we let go of the mooring ropes and cast straight bridge off?
Yeah, that's right. That's a good idea. We could do that, couldn't we?
Yeah.
We could do that. Why?
Well, won't number one and Mr. Phillips be surprised when they wake up tomorrow and find they're adrift?
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah,
let's do it. Oh, cruising down the river.
Yeah.
What? You'll give the game away and spoil the joke.
Oh.
I hope they've got a good sense of humour.
Of course they have. Of course they have. All right, then, now. You two trot off down to the storm, Taffy, and you stand by to cast off.
Aye, Chief.
Right, then. All right, Fatso.
Right, Chief.
Right, then. Cast off forward.
Cast off forward, Chief.
Cast off forward.
Cast off forward, Chief.
Down the river. Quiet, you belt up, you Sheffield Sinatra. All right, fellas. Have that boat up, babe. What we going to play now?
Well, we could play the same game again, actually.
Why? What do you mean?
I just noticed something. That ship we just set adrift wasn't Drapebridge.
Never mind. If it's so you don't succeed, try again. Yeah, there's another one over there. Another little ship. Perhaps that's ours. Then forth, cast off.
Cruising down the river.
All right. Come in.
Good morning,
I suppose, sir.
Oh, good Lord. What have you got up in a nasty tiz about?
I'm not in a nasty tiz. I just think it's a bit much, that's all.
Mr. Phillips, it's much too early to play games. What's the matter?
Well, I am the navigating officer, you know.
Well, officially, yes. What about it?
Oh, nothing, but as the navigating officer, I think I should be informed when we put to sea.
Rest assured, Mr. Phillips, you will be. Now, go away.
But what about last night, eh? What about that, eh? Nobody told me we were sailing last night. Oh, no, not a blooming... Just up anchor and off. Leslie can jolly well find out about it in the morning.
What are you talking about? We didn't sail anywhere last night.
Fibs won't help you, you know. I've got eyes.
Well, I haven't yet. What's all this about?
Oh, nothing much, except that last night, the dock was on the port side. This morning, it's on the starboard side. Yes, and it's not the dock either. It's a sort of a pier thing.
What?
Look through the porthole, sir.
Yeah, I'm going to. I've never heard... Well, that's a big help. Why didn't you tell me it was foggy as well?
Oh, I forgot about that.
Oh, yeah, give me my dressing gown. I'm going up on deck. Sort of pier thing, did you say?
Yes, sir. With Welcome to the Isle of Wight written on it.
Oh, well, that's... What? Good gracious, we must have been drifting all night. It ended up at Wight Pier.
Ah, that would account for it.
Account for what?
My sleeping so well. I always do when we're at sea, you see. Now, I think it's the gentle rocking motion, you know. Up and down. Up and down.
Never mind what sort of kip you had. You seem to have forgotten the inspection of the home fleet by the Todhunter Browns this morning. What's Captain Purvey going to say when he finds we're not there?
A right mouthful, probably.
We must get back at once. With any luck, we might make it before the inspection starts.
In a fog like this, huh?
Well, why not? Daylight has never been of the slightest value to your weird and wonderful methods of navigation in the past.
What's that? Well, it's the Isle of Wight ferry, sir, waiting for us to get out of the way so that they can get in. I had a chat with our captain over the loud hailer earlier.
Oh, what did he say?
Oh, quite a bit. Mm. Then it fused.
Up on the bridge, Mr. Phillips, quick. We must put sea at once. If you can get us back to Portsmouth before the fog lifts, old Thunderguts might never know we've been missing.
Aye, aye, sir.
Once there, I intend to find out who was responsible for this little caper and have his boots for breakfast.
Ramsay, Van Cornwall, what's going on? What happened last night? Why wasn't I told?
Told, sir? Told what, sir?
About the national emergency, of course. Where's my tin hat? I put it away for safety somewhere.
There's no emergency, sir.
No emergency? What there must be. There isn't a single ship in the whole dockyard.
What?
No, they've all gone. They must have been ordered out during the night. Oh, I do think Admiralty might have told me.
They've been trying to get you on the phone all morning, sir. Oh, that's probably them again now.
Here, give me the phone. Toby here. If my country needs me, I'm ready to fight.
Well, don't tell me I've had all the punch-ups I want.
Wait a minute. Hello. Who's that?
Admiralty, this is intelligence speaking. Commander Bracewell wants a word.
Oh, put him on.
All right, I was just going to... Here you are, Commander.
Ah, morning, Proby. Shocking weather, what? No good for the old garden, this stuff, eh?
Never mind that flaming garden. What's going on?
Temper, laddie, temper. I was just going to ask you the very same thing, old man. We've got a monumental mess going on up here. Oh, bag the fun.
Commander Bracewell, what is happening?
The signals, old man. Hundreds of the little blighters, all coming from ships in your command.
Ships in my command? Where are they?
That's what they all want to know, old man. It seems they were all cut adrift last night, and now with this jolly old fog, they don't know where they are. Quite a prank, what?
Prank? Good grief, this is awful.
Well, over to you, Purvey. What you'd like to know?
No, wait, this is terrible. The Todhunter Browns are supposed to be inspecting the fleet this morning on behalf of the Sea Lords.
I say, that's a pose, isn't it?
Oh, good grief.
That's the style, bag the panic. What's up now?
But the Todhunter Browns, where are they? They should have been here an hour ago and there's no sign of them.
Not your day, is it, Baby? Perhaps they've been kidnapped as well. Happy hunting. Toodle-bye.
Yeah, hello, Bracewell. Hello.
Yeah, very pretty, Mr. Phillips, but we've heard it.
Yes. We have indeed, Colonel. It's not doing my head no good at all. Ooh, never again.
It's jolly odd, you know. I should have thought we'd have been back at Portsmouth by now.
I suppose you could always send a signal to Admiralty and ask them where we are.
I say, that would be rather funny, wouldn't it?
Oh, stone me, Mr. Murray said. Do you have to... So immoderate.
Excuse me, sir. You've got visitors, sir.
Visitors?
Yes, sir. Sir Willoughby and Lady Todhunter Brown.
Oh? Your cuckoo, they can't be on board. They're supposed to be in Portsmouth inspecting the fog in the fleet. I mean, getting a mouthful of fog with their feet in the port. No, that is...
Don't bother with it anymore. You'll never get back now.
Hey, excuse me, you chaps. Could we see you a minute?
We'll rather see you in your delicious little wardroom, actually. But if you're busy, we don't mind going down there and waiting. Provided the bar is open naturally.
Madam, how could you?
Remarkably easily, as a matter of fact.
But how did you get aboard, sir?
Well, we walked up a very floppy piece of plank, right? It's something I prefer to forget, but I finally managed it. Oh, and so did all the others.
The others?
Rather. There are about 40 passengers down below, old chap. Didn't you know?
No, we are. We didn't.
Well, we thought you were the Isle of Wight ferry. Jolly foggy and all that, you know. Well, so here we all are.
Terribly, terribly festive.
Yes, as ever. We don't want to be a bore, but we're supposed to be inspecting the fleet in Portsmouth this morning.
We had heard, actually.
Had you really? Isn't science wonderful? Well, we've been over on the island for a week.
We were graciously asked to open a new naval mess on behalf of the Sea Lords. And the ceremony sort of went on a bit. They were a very hospitable lot. I do beg your pardon.
The point is, we'd be jolly pleased if you could see your way to getting us back to Portsmouth a bit sharpish.
That's just what Leslie's been trying to do for blooming hours. I think somebody's hiding it from me.
Well, we'll do our best, sir. In the meantime, I'd better come below with you and have a word with the rest of the passengers.
Oh, good man.
Up the wall if this ludicrous situation goes on much longer.
It is all rather funny, isn't it, sir?
Funny? Funny? Half the home fleet lost in a fog, and the undersecretary to the Sea Lords vanished off the face of the earth, and you call it funny? But you're claiming disaster.
Oh, well, try and look on the bright side, sir. It never rains but what it pours or something, does it? Do I mean it's always darkest before the... Sir?
Wren chase. Come and get this fool woman out of here, please.
Certainly, sir. Wren Cornwall?
Yes, Heather?
Out, mate, before he clobbers you one.
Coming.
Thank you, Wren Chason. Thank you very much.
A pleasure, sir. Oh, and there's a Captain Grubshaw here to see you, sir.
Captain Grubshaw? I don't know anybody called Grubshaw.
No, he's not from our lot, sir. He's from British Railways.
What?
His command is one of the Isle of Wight ferry boats, sir.
Oh, good grief. Send him in.
Aye, aye, sir.
Good morning. I'll come straight to the point, Povey. I want action. Piracy on the high seas, that's what it were. This foreign naval boat at Ryde Pier. It sneaked in under cover of the fog and pinched all my passengers.
What?
What? You can well say what. VIPs, a couple of them, too.
VIPs? Oh, no, no, not the Todd Hunter Brown, surely. Not them, please.
They're the one.
Do you mean some foreign naval vessel was at Ryde Pier this morning and kidnapped the Todd Hunter Brown?
That's right, along with 30 or 40 other passengers. Any more of that caper and it could well mean a strike on the Perry. You realize that?
Leave it to me, sir. Fortunately, my destroyer is still here and I'll deal with this at once, Roy.
Sir?
Warn Admiralty that the Todd Hunter Browns have been kidnapped aboard a foreign naval ship. Send signals to all vessels to keep a sharp lookout for her and fire on her if necessary. I'm going out in makepeace to try and find the blackguards myself.
Aye, sir.
What are you hoping for, Mr. Phillips, sir? A mating call?
No, I wasn't, as a matter of fact. Just seemed to be something to do.
You seem to be perking up a bit, Chief. It must have been a pretty monumental celebration last night.
Yes, it was, sir.
You do anything interesting?
No, 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 very quiet.
Oh, come off it, Chief. I heard you coming back last night.
No, you didn't. We were terribly quiet, sir.
You weren't, you know. At one time, I thought you'd fallen in the dock.
Could we change the subject, sir? I'd rather not discuss it any further.
I'm surprised it didn't wake you, sir. There were a couple of whacking great splashes.
No, there weren't, sir. You were dreaming. You had a lovely, lovely nightmare, sir. You had.
Chief.
Yes, sir.
I suppose you weren't the ones who... Mr. Phillips, whereabouts were these splashes?
Miles away! Miles!
No,
miles away!
No, they weren't. They were fore and aft, almost at the same time, actually. Just as if somebody was casting...
Can I have permission to leave the bridge, sir? I've just remembered an aspirin or two I should have taken.
Chief Mate of the Pertwee, stand fast. Now, just what did... What was that?
I don't know, but it couldn't have happened at a better time.
It sounded like another ship.
Bridge number one here.
Lieutenant Bates here, sir, and we've just received rather an odd signal. There's a foreign naval ship in these waters, and if sighted, we're to stop it at all costs.
I see. Well, there's something pretty close right now.
If necessary, we're to open fire.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Bates. Leave it with me.
Sir, so you don't think that out there could be it, do you?
Well, I doubt it, but we can't be too careful. Sound our siren, Chief.
Aye, for the right load of foreboding, aye, sir.
Comrades? It must be them. No. What do we do, sir?
We fire first, gentlemen.
No, I wouldn't advise it, sir. No. It can only antagonize them, sir. It will really.
Fire one, Mr. Philip.
No.
Aye, sir. Wherever that brute is, fire one.
Fire one! They've gone nasty on us. Everybody down.
Hey, that wasn't fair. It was our turn.
Wait, the fog's lifting a little.
There she is.
Yes, it's a destroyer, sir.
That's odd.
What is, sir? I've got my eyes shut.
Well, she's flying the white ensign.
Well, probably a trick, Mr. Phillips. What's her name? M-A-K?
Makovichovsky, sir.
No, Makepeace.
Makepeace. I thought I recognized that voice. It's old Thundergut.
But it can't be. Why call us comrades?
He must think we're the foreign ship.
Then don't let's disillusion him, sir. Let's op it while the fog lasts.
Yeah, I think you're right. Fire one more over him, Mr. Phillips, just to keep him off while we scarper.
Aye, aye, sir. Fire two, Chief.
Fire two, sir.
I did say over him, actually. Left hand down, full ahead both. Quick, Chief.
Aye, aye, sir.
Who's doing all that? There must be ships all round us.
Must be the rest of the fleet, Mr. Phillips. That signal went out to all ships, I imagine. The whole fleet must be firing on him.
Oh, dear me. After we fired at her, they must think Makepeace is the Vonnegut ship. Oh, what a shame.
No, get going, Chief, get going. Oh, and under the circumstances, I don't think I'd better inquire too deeply into what those splashes fore and aft were last night.
I wouldn't advise it, sir, no.
I suppose they couldn't have been the three of you casting us...
Shut up, Mr. Phillips, we don't want to know.
Steady at that, Chief.
Steady at that it is, sir.
That lot was pretty close to Makepeace.
Yes, they're getting warmer, you know.
So's old Thunderguts, I'll bet.
A round of drinks, chaps, with Lady Todhunter Brown's compliments. She's tired of drinking alone.
Oh, jolly civil of her. Let's see, what's the toast?
All right, I say, how about this snortful to Captain Povey's little chat to the rollicking lordships when he tries to explain this little lot?
Oh, yes. I take it you won't be joining us, Chief?
Oh, well, now, sir, under the circumstances, and seeing as it's free, I'll force myself.
Yes, think of it as a duty.
Right. Yeah. To Captain Povey's explanation to Appleby.
And may somebody believe it. Cheers.
Cheers.
And that was Stephen Murray, John Pertwee, and Leslie Phillips working their passage in The Navy Lark, written by Laurie Wyman. Stephen Murray was the number one, John Pertwee was the chief petty officer, Leslie Phillips was the sub-lieutenant, Captain Povey was played by Richard Caldicott, Judy was Judy Cornwell, Able Seaman Johnson was Ronnie Barker, Commander Bracewell was Michael Bates, Sir Willoughby Todhunter Brown was Daniel Evans, and Amelia Todhunter Brown was played by Heather Chasen. The recorded production was by Alistair Scott Johnston.